Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello and welcome to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today on our program, we have a very special guest. That's Mike Fox. He's my friend. He's my fellow co-laborer for many years. And I just really enjoy and appreciate him so much. And Mike, I'm so glad that you're able to be with us on our program today.
Good. Thank you. Glad to be here, Katrina.
Now, Mike, you are actually the Three Rivers Local Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship in Illinois. Now, where is Three Rivers at for our audience?
Well, we're near the Chicagoland area. We are in Will County, Grundy County, and also Kankakee County.
And so you've been the local chapter director for several years. How many years now? Is it close to 10?
Wow. Oh, it's probably close to that, yeah.
Well, we're just so glad that you are part of the CEF family team. And so I'm just so glad that the Lord has called you into this ministry. And you have an extensive background in ministry. You were actually a pastor for how many years?
Well, between being a youth pastor and a youth pastor, probably about 30 years.
30 years, yeah. Wow. So I remember when I first met you, but I just can't remember the story, and I just love to ask people when we have guests in our program just to share with us the calling of how God called you into ministry specifically. So how did the Lord move you from what you were doing before and to call you to work with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
That's a good story, and I don't know if we have time all to say it, the whole thing, but I'll tell you what. The Lord, all through my life, by His grace, He put me in a home church in the Chicagoland area where youth ministry was always important. And I just felt naturally, when I got time to go to college, I went to Moody Bible Institute and was a Christian ed major.
That's a good school. That's where I went to.
So. I know.
You graduated before I was born, probably, so
oh,
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Katrina, don't push the button on that one. But seriously, I was a Christian ed major and loved working with young people. And I never planned on being a pastor. Mm-hmm. I never even prepared to be a senior pastor. But the Lord just opened the door, an invitation from a church eventually, and I went in. And it was such a beautiful relationship with those people. In fact, here in Illinois, in Bureau County.
Okay.
I don't know if our audience reaches up there, up around Princeton. And great, great opportunities. And then the Lord moved us to Joliet, and that's where we had a real chance to meet Child Evangelism Fellowship.
That's the first time you ever heard of Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Or? No, when I was a senior at Moody, I'm going to tell you this story. Now, close your ears, Katrina.
Okay.
They brought into our classroom, one of our CE classes, two little ladies, and they were CEF workers. I don't remember their names. But I thought to myself, oh my, I could never do that.
Oh no.
Yeah. But the Lord has a little bit of a humor, doesn't He? But here I am, and I love it. I think we have the greatest ministry going.
So when you were in Joliet, then how did you move from what you were doing there? How did you move into – didn't you serve on the local committee?
Yes, I did.
For Child Evangelism Fellowship mm-hmm. up there?
Right.
And then
saw the
just,
need.
Okay.
Of you know, more workers, more full-time people. And I just one day talked to my predecessor, and I said, you know, I sense God it might be calling me to do this. Is that a possibility?
Wow.
And she said, yeah, yeah.
So as you got more and more familiar with the work, your heart was just inclined.
Oh, big time.
That's wonderful.
Big time.
We're so glad that you are part of this family. And because of your background in ministry and Bible teaching, I mean, you do so many things in CEF. But now, how does the ministry of CEF compare to, I mean, does your pastor and role and background, does that help you in your ministry as a local director? How does that compare with what you did all those years before to your ministry now as a local director with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Working with people.
Okay.
You know, and learning how people work and managing and shepherding and loving on people. Now they're just little people, you know, the boys and girls and my coworkers. I think a pastor has to learn to love his people, care for his people, guard his people, and be there with them. And that's what we do in CEF. with my coworkers. I love the daylights out of them. Of course, one of them is my son. But
and I was going to ask you about that because your son, after you came in the ministry, then your son, Steve Fox, that he had an education background, didn't he?
Right.
At a Christian Bible school or college.
College, yes.
And then the Lord just moved on his heart that, you know, education, okay, that's good, but I want you to be a missionary.
Right.
So what's that like to serve as a father and son?
Ooh, that is tremendous. What a joy. What a joy to be able to work alongside your son. And that's my prayer for you. I often pray that for you too, Katrina, that maybe perhaps someday one of your boys—
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Would enter into the
Of course,
work
I have to
CEF.
Wait a little bit for that.
Well, they're on their way. They're on their way. We already see the leadership in them.
Well, I can see that too. Sometimes they go astray a little bit, but the Lord pulls them back. But you know, tell us about the Ministry of Three Rivers chapter. What does the Ministry of Three Rivers chapter look like?
Oh, we are busy. We've got, well, of course, our area, like yours here in the central part, pretty big geographically. And we're just,
but you have a lot of people, though, in those three county areas.
Right. Yeah, we do. And we're moving into Kankakee and trying to reestablish ourselves out there, but which is quite a distance from our office, about an hour, hour and a quarter drive. But that's all right. We do good news clubs after school. What a wonderful thing. Oh, I could take a half hour to talk to you about that.
Now we've been talking about with our audience what a good news club is, but for those that may have not heard, what you mean, a good news club in a school, what's that all about?
Well, after school, according to the United States Supreme Court, we now are allowed, just like any other outside organization, to come in and hold in the classroom a Bible club. And I marvel every time I walk in. And when I say every time, I mean every time. I'll be in that classroom getting ready for a club, and I look around, and I think—
And you're in the public school.
Yeah, I'm thinking, all day long, humanism has been taught in this room.
Right.
Now we get to share the truth of the Lord Jesus. What a cool thing.
You know, I totally agree with you. I remember we were doing a good news club, and for some reason they didn't have a place for us to meet, and so we were meeting in the hallway, which—
Oh, I've been there, done that.
And so that was quite interesting. We have all these groups of kids, and you're in the hallway, and you're singing these songs like Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, and it's echoing down the hallway. And the teachers are still working.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this teacher that came out, and I thought, oh, no, you know,
interrupting.
You know, what's going on? And she came out. She goes, I just want to tell you that it is so amazing and wonderful to hear songs about the blood of Jesus in the public schools. And I'm like, all right.
I know. We've had the same kinds of experiences.
But it's just amazing that the opportunity that the Lord has given to us. But you have good news clubs, and you have several. So how many good news clubs on average do you have that run during the school year?
An average week, we probably have about 7 or 8 good news clubs. We have 2 or 3 that run the entire school year. They start in early October and go through late April. But the rest of our clubs are probably 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks. And then sometimes we will do a session in the fall and a session in the spring in the same school.
And so I think overall we're close to 70 schools that we're in Illinois, which is awesome. And I so much want to get to 100. If the Lord would will, I want to break that and get into 100 schools. And of course, we want to get into all the public elementary schools, but that's been my desire for a long time. We've always been like hovering around 70 or 80. You know, you start something, you lose something, you got to restart them again. So, but we're just thankful to the Lord what you guys are doing there in Three Rivers. But what about in the summertime? Because what are you doing now? So school's out, but what do you do during the summertime in reaching children for Christ?
Well, of course, we're doing some basic same things, but we just call it something different. And we meet different places, 5-day clubs. We go anywhere children are at. We go to people's backyards. We go to their decks. We've had them inside their garage, family room. We've had them in parks. We have them daycare centers. Any place we can get in there where children are at. We will come for 5 consecutive days for an hour, hour and a half each day, teach the Word of God, sing songs, play games, have a continued missionary story, you know, with a cliffhanger each day.
I bet the boys and girls love that.
Oh, yeah. If you want to come back, you find out what happens tomorrow. And then you hear this groan, oh! It's so cool. It's so cool. We're just sharing with the boys and girls the truth, again, the truth. Sometimes we play games. We have a big parachute. We do hula hoops. We do bubbles. It's a fun time.
And these 5-day clubs can be held anywhere where children can be gathered. So it's kind of like I always talk about the vacation Bible school that you have in churches, which is wonderful, is more of a come and see, you know, come to our church and see what you know, what's going on here. And, of course, come and see Jesus, you know.
Right.
And so we can introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a vacation Bible school is a gospel outreach of the local churches. But a Fide Club is the same format, but it's on the road. It's like a vacation Bible school on the road. And we're coming to you.
Yeah, go and tell.
Yes, go and tell. You know, come and see versus go and tell. But you don't do all these clubs by yourself, or?
Oh, no, we have. Well, this year, the Lord has given us five wonderful, can I use the word cool? Five cool young missionaries that just have a vibrancy for the Lord and are so eager to see boys and girls come to Christ. So they and I and Steve and our other part-time staff member, Val Hunt, we all do this together.
And so you're all working together to reach those children for Christ. And it's an intergenerational ministry, isn't it? So so yourself and then your son and then, you know, your other staff people. And then you have these young people. These are they high school or college age or kind of a mix? A mix.
Yeah, we've got a couple college. I didn't think about that. We do. We have a couple college and the rest are high school kids or close to college.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's exactly what God wants, is God wants the one generation to reach the next generation for Christ. So it's just amazing what God is doing. I just always like to ask people, why do you do what you do in ministry? What is the one that motivates you to get up in the morning? I mean, because if you wanted to, I mean, you know, you could do other things, or, you know, you could kick back your heels and eat bonbons the rest of your life. I mean, why do you do what you do?
You know, Katrina, I don't think I know what I would do. This is it. This is what God put me on the earth for.
Really? After all those different things?
Not that those were wasted years, because they weren't. God used them and taught me and used me to reach other folks. But this is why he put me on this earth for such a time as this. I'm just joy-filled to do this.
You're loving it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I just enjoy you so much as my brother in the Lord, and just as my friend, and just I just wish that you were like 30 years younger so that we could do this for another 30 or 40 years ago. That'd be cool.
I'm for it.
If someone was listening to you, how would you encourage them to get involved in the ministry of reaching boys and girls for Christ, or even getting involved in serving the Lord and seeking him to maybe getting involved in full-time ministry? What would you say to them if someone's thinking about that God might be leading them into ministry?
Oh, that's a great question. We don't have to sit around and scratch our head and wonder, should we do children's ministry? The Lord Jesus gave us a mandate. It's not the will of our Father who's in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. We need to be out there. We need to be reaching this next generation for the Lord Jesus. And that is so cool. I would encourage them to call their local director, call the state office, and see how they can get involved.
And that is what telling future generations is all about, is one generation telling the next generation so they will put and set their hope in the Lord. Well, thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. And actually, we're going to have Mike Fox back again with us next week, because there's so many more things we need to talk about in his multiple roles that he has in serving as a full-time missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Give